This hour brought to you by Valparaiso University. Satisfaction that comes living your full potential is immeasurable. Where will you take your career? Name it. Valpo will help get you there. Learn more at valpo.edu.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Is on TV. It's called Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And download the ESPN Chicago app. It's in the iTunes store. It's in the Google Play store. Instant on to listen in crystal clear clarity to our radio station and all our podcasts. Cap J. Hood, the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, the Armchair Nutritionist, and all of our other shows. So, hope you will participate. 312-332-3776. So, Hoodie, I was telling you about this story in Bolingbrook.
What kind of story?
An animal story.
An animal story.
Little Johnny.
Okay, tell us about that.
The Lily Cache Creek Trail in Bolingbrook has now been closed. Why? Because a woman and a dog were attacked by a mangy coyote. Mangy. How about that? You're out there walking the dog.
Oh, God!
You're out there walking your dog.
Faster, Yoshi. Faster.
Yoshi, we gotta go. So, she said, I am a regular. This is this lady, Ann Reinerston.
Of course.
She is a regular on the Lily Cache Creek Trail, but she said, I'll never look at it the same way. Uh-huh. She was out walking, as she regularly does, with her 75-pound Beagle Shepherd mix.
Ooh.
Chip.
Expensive.
That sounds expensive.
It's Snoopy, actually.
So this little Beagle says, wait a minute. You're going to hook me up with that?
Right.
Wow. That's a story in and of itself.
Oh, absolutely.
So she and Chip are out on their walk.
Yes.
And I talk all the time about how healthy it is to get out and get your steps in.
Sure.
So she's out there. All of a sudden, this coyote who looked horrible, had a lot of fur missing, looked sick, charged at us.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that's tough.
It kept biting at the toes of my tennis shoes and was trying to jump on my back. Chip was about to bite him back. The coyote was about to bite. I pulled Chip back. It was just awful. I thought we were going to die.
Yeah? Well, first of all, this coyote's hungry, and he's been in a battle. Because if he's missing fur, if he's missing chunks out of his coat, that means he's been in a battle. He's been fighting with someone.
Or he hasn't eaten, and he's got some mangy disease.
Yes. Mangy. I mean, well, clearly she had
a
good look
at
him.
That's a good word. I like that word.
Well, she had a good look at him to know that the coyote's mangy. Now, what happened after that, Cap?
So that Bolingbrook has now put park district officers patrolling the trail in nearby parks, and they put up a path closed sign. How'd you like to be that guy that or gal? Hey, Jonathan, you're off your beat today. You got to go walk that trail where the coyote attacked the lady. Excuse me.
And what's that lady or man going to do once they get the coyote on them?
Right.
What you gonna do, brother, when the mangy coyote gets on you?
Yeah,
brother. What's they gonna do? Did they have like a spray?
Coyote bites. It goes. Take that.
Yeah. Like what does that officer have? That park ranger have? Do they have like a baton? Do they have spray? Are you gonna arrest the coyote?
Yeah. Put your paws behind your back.
Oh God. I'm hungry.
I just want a meal.
I didn't mean anything by it. License and registration, coyote. Oh, God. I didn't have it with me. I was just hungry. I didn't mean anything by it.
Just wanted some food.
Get on the hood. Boom. Yes. Oh, God. Help me.
Like, Mellor, if you showed up to work and your boss said to you, yeah, Jeff, I know we have you working in the office. I need you to go out on that trail where the lady got attacked by a mangy coyote. Well, aren't you going, yeah, I'm not feeling well today. I'm going home.
What do you have to combat it? Like, you're the flatfoot, the beat cop on that trail.
Exactly.
What do you have?
You're Barney Fife out there.
What do you beat him off with, if you pardon the expression?
Excuse me. Do I have a nightstick? I don't know.
Excuse me.
Yeah. What's on my person?
Right.
It's a fair question. I don't know, though. Like a coyote.
We're back to Sylvia again.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about Sylvie's love life. Wow.
Would you rather a coyote in the woods or?
Just asking.
Jeez.
I think I could take a coyote.
Let's go. Yeah, no freaking shot. I've seen him in the mornings when I leave early.
What'd you say, Mellor?
Are we talking one coyote or like a pack?
One.
One. And you could not beat off a coyote.
Well, no, I could take on. I could take. Listen, I could take on a coyote.
Still hungry, Cap. But that was good.
What you choose to do with your animals and your free time, that's up to you, my friend. But I could take a coyote.
No, you could not take a coyote.
One coyote, yes.
Thank you, but now I'm just thirsty.
You could. If you got a cigarette. Go to Ron.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Ron is in Bolingbrook.
Now I need a drink of water.
Like some ice cream?
Hey, guys.
What the hell is Keith Kachuk doing here?
Nuts.
Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm from Alabama, but I moved to Bolingbrook. So if a dog or an animal gets the mange, you have to kill it because it's a disease that will just tear them apart. They lose their hair. They get sores all over them. And it's contagious. They bite another animal, it will get that disease too, and it kill that dog eventually. The mange is horrible for a dog. It's constant pain, and we had to kill two dogs on our farm down in Alabama.
So you're out in Bolingbrook, right?
Yeah.
Have you walked on the Lily Cachet Creek Trail?
I've been there before, and right when I moved to Bolingbrook, I was killed on that trail in 1980.
What was killed? Wait, you broke up. Yeah. What was killed?
A kid. He was molested and killed on Lily Cachet Creek.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually I say Cachet, but they say Cash.
Lily Cash. Okay.
Yeah, Lily Cash.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. See you, buddy.
Well, this animal just turned into an HBO miniseries.
It did. That's Drew Peterson country, too. Oh, my God.
I'm a good cop. I'm just saying, man. Just like, geez, man.
I mean,
but if I'm on the trail, what do I have to combat it? That's the question. What are you giving me? You got to walk the path and do something with that coyote.
All right, we'll continue going around the NFL with Albert Breer.
Oh, that feels good.
In 2 minutes.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. That's why I see Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see
Hey, Shot, No Shot, brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Bet the ponies, bet sports, and download the PointsBet app. And stop by Hawthorne Racecourse. Takes 2 minutes and register your account. Danny, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Hoodrow.
Here we go.
Let's do it. The Chicago Bears had about 70 players in attendance yesterday for day one of the voluntary offseason program. That is a near perfect attendance for the offense. It qualifies as a good day at Hallis Hall to have so many players in the building during such an uncertain offseason. Weeks ago, it was reported that the majority of the Bears players would not be present. Then yesterday, 7 showed up. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, all these players showed up due to the power of Justin Fields.
Yeah, no shot. It's because the NFL has said, if you get injured working out outside the facility, we ain't liable for your contract. Like the guy, the offensive lineman of the Denver Broncos, who blew out his Achilles and they voided his deal. Good luck getting signed for a big deal when you're coming off a blown Achilles like 3 weeks ago. Yes, it's cool Justin's there. It's about protecting their paper.
And the power of Matt Nagy. almost perfect attendance. You heard Nagy on with us. We'll hear him again coming up at 9:02. How pumped up is the team knowing that, yes, they do have Justin Fields, but it feels fresh, Danny. Feels new. Like that HDTV show I was watching last night. You know, you have this house and you want to be able to have a little reno, a little renovation.
A little Windy City rehab.
Reno. I mean, they just shorten all the words now. Renovation. Now, I can say that. It's easy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't need reno.
Flows off your tongue.
Renovation, right?
It's got to do with Twitter. You only have so many characters.
That's true. But just like, you know, when you get that, you say, you know what? I'm like the island in my kitchen. I just want to change the paint, change the window structure. That's what the Bears look like. With their draft, they've changed things. And now people are excited, rallying around the team. How about that?
How about that?
You think 70 players would have showed up in nearly perfect attendance on the offense if Andy Dalton was the quarterback?
Yes.
No shot.
No shot. Power of Justin Fields.
I truly believe if Danny was at quarterback, they would have showed up. They're protecting their money.
Well, I show up every day knowing that Danny's here.
Thank you.
There you go.
I appreciate that, Hoodie. Mm-hmm. You're a good man.
Quarterback.
The White Sox and the Astros are two of the winningest teams in baseball. They are also led by the two oldest managers in the game. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, one of these elder statesmen will win the World Series this season.
Shot. Talented teams, smart managers, shot.
Didn't know you felt that strongly about Dusty. Here's what I look at now is when we
I
look
love
at
Dusty.
I didn't know you had Dusty in the World Series. That's interesting.
That's a really good team.
I understand that.
Bunch of cheaters down there. Not him. He wasn't there for that. But
they're playing well.
They're a good team.
Mm-hmm. They're playing well. They're no White Sox, but they're playing well.
White Sox are good, man.
I'll say no shot only because I don't want to flip on my opinion. I told you, Danny, that I think that the Sox are a year away. So I won't say shot to that. I'll just say no shot. I can't wait till next season, though. If it happens this year, great. But I'm looking forward to next year for sure for the Sox team.
All right, gentlemen, Marv Albert is going to retire after calling the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. He's going to end a nearly 60-year broadcasting career. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Marv Albert is the greatest play-by-play man of all time.
In any sport or just hoop?
Greatest play-by-play man of all time.
No shot. No shot. I mean, there are some amazing. Vin Scully.
That'd probably be Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson, Vin Scully, Doc Emrick goes on any list of the best guys out there. All the old baseball announcers
Al
that
Michaels,
are all gone. Al Michaels
there.
Has got to be in there.
You got to pick one. I'm asking for greatest play-by-play man of all time.
Yeah, I'm going to say no shot.
I'll say no shot to that, but the names we mentioned, Danny, are pretty good. See, here's what I look at. Based on your question, I look at those that can be able to seamlessly do all the sports. So in my lifetime, Al Michaels was the voice of Monday Night Football, Monday Night Baseball. He has called hockey, the 80 Olympic team.
He had a year or two stretch where he was the lead voice for ABC, the NBA on ABC.
He did the NBA
before Mike Breen took over.
That's correct. So I would say those that can flourish in any sport and do it seamlessly, Al Michaels is in that conversation. Now, here's the thing about Vin Scully. If you dig deep enough, you'll find Scully doing football.
Harry Carey was an awesome football announcer. He loved doing football.
That's really cool. That's interesting. I like to hear that. I don't think I've ever heard that,
yeah.
That audio.
That's where he first met Elvis in Memphis doing a Memphis State game.
I'd love to hear that audio.
Yeah.
I know it's good. I just like to hear it, though.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want to hear. Like, if you can do it, all those sports. Like, he was on the fast track for that. Now it's Tirico, right? Now he's going to be, he does hockey. He could do football. You could do basketball.
He did horse racing the
Olympics.
Other day.
Yeah. Now he's the Olympics studio guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Someone that could do it all.
And Jack Buck had called the Final Four, the Indy 500, the Super Bowl. He was obviously the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. He did NFL.
Major League Baseball on CBS.
Yeah.
The network stuff.
He said, all of it great. There's nothing like being the announcer of a local baseball team that's on a joyride to a title.
How about Joe Buck?
Joe Buck's right there, too.
He's awesome.
F*** you, Joe Buck.
And I'm on that fast track, Danny. It's going to be me soon. As soon as I figure out this hockey thing.
In my mind, you're right behind Marv Albert. Very close.
Hopefully, you got it.
Hopefully not that close. He bites.
Lions head. Oh,
wow.
Boy.
That's enough, JR. That's a good line.
That was a great line. Came out of the nowhere.
But I can hear
blindsided.
JR. I can hear JR with the moan in the back. Oh, no.
Coffee?
Maybe the moan was from the bite.
I heard the groan from JR. That's enough, JR.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Lions head coach Dan Campbell was a guest on the Pardon My Take podcast this week, and the coach shared one of his ideas for creating a livelier practice session. Have it listen.
I'll tell you what I would really love to do just in general, and I've talked to Sheila about this. I don't think we're going to be able to do it, but I would love to literally just have a pet lion.
Yes.
Just a legit pet lion on a chain, a big ass chain. And he really is my pet. We just walk around the building. We go out to practice. We're at 7-on-7. We're behind the kicker when he's kicking. We're just, there we are.
You know on the sidelines, yeah.
Yeah, you should, you know what you should do is you should get two of them and put them on each sideline and just teach the guys not to go out of bounds. Don't avoid contact.
And on command, you could train him. Like, if one of your groups isn't doing well, you could just take him over to their section and just have him take a dump right there in the middle of where their section is at, and then bring him on back. Yes. I mean, think about it. Be outstanding.
Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, we can officially say Dan Campbell is the greatest coach in the NFL.
That guy. That guy. The late macho man is coaching the Lion.
Yeah, brother.
What a personality on that guy. I mean, he makes Bill Belichick look just horrible, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
He's entertaining. But there's something to be said about the entertaining coach. Jeff, you know where I'm going with this, right? The entertaining coach never wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Here's looking at you.
What,
like,
did Ditka?
No, it's different. I'm talking about the Jerry Glanville leaving the two tickets for Elvis and the Rex Ryans. The clowns don't win the championship.
Jimmy Johnson was entertaining.
No. He was about his business first.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. The clowns don't win the championship. Am I right about that, Cap?
You're right.
It's all fun and games.
Give me an example to tell me I'm wrong. In the NFL.
Yeah, it does. It works like in other sports. Like, yes. Joe Madden was that guy, very, you know, quirky and charismatic and fun, Ozzy. But in the NFL, I'd have to think.
Listen, it's all fun and games to listen to Dan Campbell in the off season prior to him ever having coached a game. You know, give you good sound bites for sure. But I don't know about you guys, but like ultimately, like, what's he want, a Siegfried and Roy show on the sidelines here? Like, I don't see how that ends well. If you're a Lions fan,
I'm not going
to
go.
Bruce Arians is that fun guy that wears the Kangol, doesn't believe in practice, wants to drink Crown Royal instead of hang out at the film room.
Nah, not the same. Bruce Arians had a long history of the offense that he ran, where he was a no nonsense guy. You know, he gets teamed up with Tom Brady, and he's painted as this guy who is all fun because he's the opposite of Bill Belichick. But Bruce Arians is very businesslike too.
Yes, I would say, now I'm not going to go after him, Cap. I mean, look, he wants to put his personality out there. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying, like, if I'm a Lions fan, I'm like, is my coach serious about winning? Right? I don't need him to win the soundbite. I need him to win the game. That's all. But I'm not bashing him. Like, this is who he is. Like, when I heard that the Lions hired Dan Campbell, I'm like, oh, that's great. Two more wins for the Bears.
But what do we always say? Be you. Be yourself. Sure. Don't conform because you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Be the guy.
Someone in Twitch pointed out that Gruden won, and he's a clown. I'm sure Cap would agree with that.
He is a clown. But, yeah, he did win. No question about it.
He's about football, man.
Who was the coach in Denver when they – oh, that was Kubiak. He's as boring as they come.
Yeah, no.
Good coach.
Well, the Gruden thing, Gruden is a grinder. He's about football. He's just been made fun of.
And he became – yes, and he became more of a character once he got to the booth.
Pete Carroll?
Just a youthful old-timer. He's older than you. I was stuck in the sidelines.
You know John Harbaugh?
No, he's so –
he's not Jim.
Yeah, he's very straight.
Who was the coach when the Giants? That was that Coughlin? That was Coughlin. He's yes. not.
Well, that's
that
a character.
Guy. That's not a character.
No, these guys, the guys that are serious about the game, they're not putting themselves out there first. Those are the guys that you lean on for the most part in the NFL. That I
agree.
Can see. But I agree with Jeff. Once Gruden's career was over as a coach, initially goes to the booth. Now he's Chucky. Now he's got the because he leans into it. He does commercials leaning into it with the Chucky face and all that. So, I mean, nothing against Dan Campbell. It's fine. but just understand, like,
you better win.
I think the Bears have a better coach.
Correct. I like what we've got. Danny.
It's all the time we got, my man. All right, that's what this means.
Adam Sandler plays pickup basketball. You got to hear this. Adam Sandler.
Danny.
Next.